The Palace of Westminster may have long been the scene of the highest political drama, but now permission has been granted for it to be used as a film set for the very first time. A committee of MPs has approved a request from the makers of Suffragette, which will star Meryl Streep. Filming is likely to take place in the coming months, and any fees will go towards the upkeep of the building. As our political correspondent Chris Mason reports, in the past, film and television makers have had to cope without access to the palace.
DOSAC is one rat's whisker away from being shut down and subsumed by the Home Office and put in charge of cocking up the tea run. And I like mine weak and white, like my men.
Dramas like The Thick of It have long had to improvise over the issue of location. Westminster could be used as a backdrop, but access to Parliament itself has until now always been refused. When Meryl Streep played Margaret Thatcher in The Iron Lady, a mocked-up Commons Chamber was used. Scenes purportedly elsewhere in Parliament were actually filmed at Manchester Town Hall. But now the Public Administration Select Committee has granted permission for the makers of Suffragette to film within the building. The dramatisation of the story of the campaign for women to get the vote will star Meryl Streep as Emmeline Pankhurst. Some have expressed concern about the precedent this decision may set, but the Select Committee's chairman, Sir Alan Hazelhurst, said the film's subject matter and the need to raise money for the upkeep of Parliament had persuaded him granting access was a good idea.
This is a test case to some extent. We're putting our toe in the water. Nobody is disadvantaged. It's taking place in a way which absolutely does not affect the normal fundamental operation of Parliament. And if it helps the bottom line, then I would have thought the public would say, well, you're being prudent.
Filming is expected to take place during a parliamentary recess in the coming months, and the film crew won't be using the Commons Chamber. It's not yet known how much Parliament will be charging the film company for the access it has negotiated.